You're listening to episode 22 of the 360 Vegas Podcast. Check out our blog at 360vegaspodcast.com or send us an email at 360vegaspodcast@gmail.com.
Day after tomorrow, gentlemen, we'll be in Las Vegas.
Welcome to Vegas.
Las Vegas functions on a 24-hour-a-day schedule.
The pool's the casino.
Big volcano out in front.
That's the Eiffel Tower.
Bellagio. Riviera.
The Mirage.
Flamingo.
Sahara.
The MGM Grand.
This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
I want to gamble.
They always put the machines that pay off the most right in the front.
Good luck.
Strip is just the most amazing stretch of road, I think, probably anywhere in the world.
Kicking ass in Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
All right, anything epic to share from Vegas yet? Have you made any decisions that you regret that might amuse us?
None quite yet, but just enjoying myself. The first day was a little rough with the time change. I'm coming from the East Coast out here, so it's a little different for me, but I lose a lot of time, but we had a good time yesterday. We spent some time over at Cosmopolitan and Aria, and now we are at, I'm at Bally's this morning having a vodka and orange juice.
Breakfast of champions, sir.
Absolutely. That's the only way.
Absolutely. If those of you who can't tell at this point, Brian, we were having some Skype issues as far as, not the normal Skype issues, but as any of you know, you can have some pretty spotty service in Vegas. So we just figured the best way to bring you the best quality is to just have Brian give us a call. So he's literally on his phone talking to us at Bally's. All right, we'll lead the way.
Why don't you start us off at the random Vegas?
Okay. If you play video poker at a normal rate of 500 hands an hour, you should average one royal flush every 62 hours.
Yeah, I was so surprised when I read this. I kind of was in disbelief.
You think your ass is leathery enough to sit out for 62 hours?
No.
Marathon no. It? Come on.
Absolutely not.
We got that from Casino Player Magazine. We also had a couple of things that we wanted to talk about, stuff that we've been working on and we're now comfortable enough with their progress to share with you. We've got some extra enhancements to the podcast. We now have more pictures related to the various topics that we discuss, as well as web links to the stories right there in the chapter. So as we're discussing the topic, you can tap your screen, and at the top of the notes, you'll see a chapter headline circled with an I at the end. And if your device is web-enabled, you can touch that link, and it'll take you directly to the story that we're talking about. This will also be true for Playing Vegas and Coming Attractions. If you hear an artist that you're interested in seeing, you can click on the link and it'll take you right to our calendar where you can find links to purchase tickets.
We're also now able to listen to the show on Facebook. Each of the episodes of the show will be now on our Facebook fan page, as well as all the usual places that you can help me find it.
Yeah, I finally found a use for the fan page. Didn't know what the hell... Created it, didn't know what to do with it. Finally figured something out.
So, we've also got some listener feedback. We received another very generous donation from one of our listeners, Stuart Pointer, over in Moscow. Mark, why don't you read the message that he sent us?
Here's a little something to celebrate your 21st edition. You can finally drink legally, so have a drink on me.
That's so clever.
and we did.
Yeah, we certainly did. You know what, Stuart, we can't thank you enough. We've had a lot of really phenomenal support for the show. You know, we've got a chance to really interact with a lot of people via social media and via email. Stuart and Lisa, particularly, I just wanted to mention both of their names because they have been in our quarter since day one, and their support and their kind words and their encouragement could mean more to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Another person that's been with us from the very beginning is our next iTunes review. It's from Eric Zona. His November 2nd review on iTunes was 5 out of 5 stars, and he titled the review, My Kind of Podcast.
Eric Zona writes, I really enjoy listening to these guys and their observations of my favorite city, Las Vegas. They take us along on their trips and describe the things that we all do on the Strip. They gave us tips on food, upcoming events, and updates on the latest slot, jackpot, payouts. I stumbled across them when I was trying to replace the Strip, which is no longer active, and was pleased to see they gave me the fix I was looking for. Follow on Facebook or check out the webpage for more info. Hope you all find them as entertaining as I do.
I like that he plugged for us, too. That was awesome.
Yeah, he... He really did. Like, I felt like he was going to do the opening caveat for us. however, I do want to say that I had an opportunity to interact with this gentleman on Twitter the other day, and it was a very pleasant exchange, and he enjoys the show, and they're really happy to have you as a listener.
Yeah, I was really happy to see that people were engaging with you in Vegas, you know, via your personal Twitter handle, or at least your, you know, your personal one for the show.
Yeah, I'm not real active on this like you are. You know, I like to reserve it for when I'm here, and then everything else just goes to the show Twitter handle, you know, the 360 Vegas handle, but in terms of interacting with some of our listeners, that was really great that I had a chance to do that. You know, I was getting excited for the trip, so I'm throwing the word out there. I kind of have the countdown going on, et cetera. So.
That's cool. We also received some feedback from STL Wacker regarding, as he put it, my thoughts on your thoughts on my thoughts. It was a great letter, but we're just going to kind of bring it to you in summary because it was quite detailed. So why don't you share that with us, Brian?
In summary, we apparently were the victims of a drunken rant brought on by the poor showing of the St. Louis Cardinals in Game 5, which actually it wasn't even necessary because they ended up winning the whole damn thing.
Right, right. Well, but he didn't know that at this time.
Right, right. And having said that, he was looking for kind of an outlet to, you know, express his frustrations. And, he ended up doing so by turning in a review to us. he apologized for, kind of bombing on you for the way that he did. He said that he didn't intend to judge you the way, you know, judge your the way you laugh as much as to point out how loud it was in comparison to the normal conversation volume.
Yeah, you know what? My laugh is really loud. I mean, we've also noticed that how distorted and loud that it does become, and you know, when we're having a really good time, it's something that I'm working on personally. I'm trying to kind of train myself to laugh away from the microphone. But I don't always remember to do that because I never know when Brian's going to crack me up. So I promise.
It is entirely random.
That's right. So I do promise I am working on that. So bear with us while I mean, essentially, like I said, I'm completely retraining myself. Normally, I just laugh. Now it's like I have to shame myself to laugh away from the
right.
mic.
And you know what? That kind of makes his not his complaint, but kind of his concern and point that he made on his review that. It was not a personal thing. It was more or less just a kind of an acoustical thing with the microphone. And, we can understand that.
Yeah. All right. So what else did he share with us?
He also wanted to bring up the echo chamber. Now, he mentioned that he admitted being a Vegas nerd and that he follows many of the same sources that we do, that we follow, you know, when we're providing you guys with news and other various informational items on the show. He also admitted that it wasn't fair really to judge us on that or question the authenticity of our commentary, which that was kind of the main thing for me, you know, because obviously, you know, we've mentioned time and time again that we're not really, you know, we're not journalists. We're not entertainers. We're neither of those things. We're just a couple of guys trying to bring Vegas information to you.
Right, exactly.
So, that was the big one for me. He also went on to mention, he actually took a lot of time to elaborate on his compliments, making points out of us that, you know, he really likes the slot segment. He likes the star reviews that you do, Mark. And even though he's more of a table game player himself.
Yeah, that was really exciting to me because that's kind of a taste of what we've been working on. I mean, we've got a lot more things in the pipeline similar in concept to that, but, you know, we just can't wait to share it. And I really hate that we have to be so cryptic about it, but first, I don't want to spoil the surprise, but on the flip side of that, I'm so excited about the work that we're doing that I can't help but continue to tease. But what I can say is that we do have plans to unveil what we've been talking about that we've been working on all this time before year end. So,
right, and it's, as a matter of fact, I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. This show was not born out of the idea of having a news only, you know, main segment. This was kind of forged in the sense that we wanted to bring something unique and different to the Las Vegas podcast community, and we wanted to do something different. We wanted to bring out special content that you can't find really anywhere else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of hang in there for that. We are working on it, and it will be out very soon.
Yep.
So, we really appreciated the email from STL Wacker. It was nice to get some clarification on some of his thoughts and his views on everything. And, he definitely made us feel better about it. You know, we obviously are going to continue doing the show the way we see fit. You know, it's our show. We're going to continue to do that. But we always take into consideration the feedback of you guys, and it is very important to us that we continue to get that.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
So that is that. Our next piece of business for this show is the Vegas Mate Review of the Week. Yeah, and the Vegas Mate review for this week is coming from Angie. Angie from Calgary, for her October 29th review of Paratop over at Lester. She gave 5 out of 5 chips.
Yeah, Angie wrote, "Holy cow, I just giggled or outright laughed through the entire show. It's money well spent, and it's too bad that this comedian is so disrespected. Caratop is a really funny guy. You should see this show."
Yeah, so that's not too bad of a review. As a matter of fact, it is very much in contrast to the same kind of reviews that we've both encountered before.
Right. Yeah, I've seen him before. I did agree that he was funny. It's kind of funny because what he gets bagged on so much, you know, for his prop humor, I found myself... when I was at the show, that when he wasn't doing that, when he was just doing regular stand-up, I'm like, come on, don't you have any more props or something you can bring out?
Yeah, you kind of grew fond of that act. I haven't seen him, but I can imagine that once you're in there and once you're seeing what he's doing, you're kind of like, okay, you know, I can get into this. This is cool.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that for sure.
Yep. And we have two winners in the Name the Clips contest. It's Thomas from Dallas and Catherine from Indiana. They both got 9 of the clips right, and both will get a free copy of the iPhone, iPad, Vegas Mate app, courtesy of our friend Hunter at Rate Vegas.
Now, yeah, you know, it was really funny that they both got the same clips right for the most part because they're all the easiest ones to pick out.
I know. You know what, though? I thought I was going to catch them on one of them because one is from, we'll get into it when we actually go over the clips. Now, at this time, we were going to go over the clips with you, but we didn't expect Brian to be having so many Skype issues, so we're going to save that when we can get some quality audio out of him in a proper setting, and then we'll share those clips with you. So that's coming up to you next week.
Absolutely. Moving on to the next item for this week is, of course, our Twit Pick of the Week winner.
This week's winner comes to us from XS Las Vegas for their picture of the crowd at the October 31st Deadmau5 performance at the nightclub. This photo really captures the essence of the mania and the massive, massive popularity of the club scene in Las Vegas. As is typical at XS, the place is absolutely packed, almost to the point where you wonder if they aren't violating some sort of fire code or something. The candelabras and the chandeliers really play well to the stark contrast of the laser lights and the green stage lighting. It's a really amazing high-quality picture, and this is actually the second time that Deadmau5 has been featured in one way or another in a Twit Pick of the Week.
Right, and you know what? This was a phenomenal picture. I loved it. I took a look at it before we started the show here, and you know, I was thinking, as a matter of fact, the last time that we were there and we kind of took a look at the area, it was, I really enjoyed this scene.
Yeah, absolutely. As always, we'll link to it on our blog, we'll put it on our Flickr page, and it will be featured on the enhanced version of our podcast.
As always. That's going to do it for our opening segment here. Let's get right into our news. First item up for this week's news is the renovation plans coming over from Sahara. We got this from the Las Vegas Sun.
Yeah, this week, Clark County approved renovation plans for Sahara. Plans include interior renovations, including the casino, 1,622 rooms in 3 different towers, and the addition of a beer garden. It also listed the removal slash demolition of the roller coaster located in and outside of the front of the property on Las Vegas Boulevard. Some are pointing to these plans as proof that SBE doesn't plan to implode the property. However, many, many things in Vegas have been approved by Clark County that never happen. I'm actually going to put a link on our blog to this really cool website called Vegas Today and Tomorrow. They have this dreams page that shows you all of these really cool, well, some really cool, some really, really bad, but a lot of ideas that were all approved by Clark County. They all planned on actually doing these, and it never happened. So while it's encouraging to kind of hear this, I don't know if it really means anything at this point.
Yeah, only time will tell.
Right.
Next item up we got from Vegas Bill. It is Jordan Sparks is going to be kicking off the Winter in Venice festivities.
Yeah, the event is free. It's going to take place on Monday, November 21st from 6 to 8:30 in front of the Venetian property near the outdoor synthetic ice rink. The performance will officially start the 49-day holiday season. The festivities will also include strolling candy cane stilt walkers, puppets, jugglers, and magicians. Apparently everything you could possibly think creepy, just throw it all into one celebration. The evening's going to be capped off by the unveiling of the Night Holiday Spectacular. We've actually talked about this in a previous episode. It's going to be an LED and musical performance celebrating the holidays.
How do you feel about this, Mark? I know some of the things that they're going to be having are kind of creepy, but in general, I mean, I will speak for myself here and say that I'm a big guy on the holidays. I enjoy that the season kind of is made to feel as long as it is. And the fact that they're doing something to embrace the entire holiday season for whatever it is that they're doing, I think it's pretty cool.
You know what? All right. So I do like all the festivities that they're doing. I like the ice rink. I like that they're going to have this big LED show, and you know Jordan Sparks is kicking shit off or whatever. But I don't know. I guess it's one of those things that I'd like to see before I can make a real judgment call on this. And I also know what our next news segment is about, and I'm not a huge fan of this. So,
right. Having said that, Thanksgiving over at Venetian in Palazzo. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Okay. In the Palazzo's waterfall atrium area, they'll be setting up two 30-foot picnic-style tables and service a family-style Thanksgiving meal. The meals are going to cost about $100 for adults, $50 for children under 12. The tickets are available to purchase at Venetian.com, and of course we'll have a link on our blog to that, as well as the enhanced podcast. The menu is going to include champagne with cranberry juice and orange liquor. Actually, the menu is going to include a lot more things, but I'm only going to go over a couple of them. It's also going to include ginger butternut squash soup with spicy pecan cream, a whole roasted Vermont turkey with sausage sage dressing, sweet potato souffles, pumpkin cheesecake with marshmallow sour cream, and caramel pumpkin
cheesecake.
and a whole lot more. I mean, if you're looking for more of the details on this, like I said, we're going to have a link that'll give you all the details as to this large meal. But if you're looking for something a little more intimate, Palazzo and Venetian also have multiple other restaurants serving Thanksgiving-style meals, and we'll also have a link to that on the blog, or on the Enhanced Podcast, as well as the blog, so you can check those out. What do you think of family-style meals with strangers, Brian?
Well, they're not family, so...
Right.
I think it kind of takes away from the family style feel that they're trying to create.
Yeah.
You can argue it either way. You can say, well, you got a bunch of people there. It's actually more family style because you've got a big group of people, and really that's what family's all about, is gathering in large groups.
Right.
But it's, but the family part is not there. Like you said, it's just a bunch of random people.
Yeah, and I am incredibly antisocial with people that I don't know. I'm a bit of an introvert when I don't feel comfortable in the setting. I mean, obviously, the fact that we're doing a show shows that I am an extrovert at times, but only when I'm comfortable. So when I read that, that was kind of my nightmare Thanksgiving. So
yeah, 'cause you're not a huge Thanksgiving guy per se. You enjoy the Christmas holiday, but you're not huge on the Thanksgiving.
I mean, I thoroughly enjoy the meal, but the entire getting together with people that you fight with, yeah, I'm not a fan of that at all. In fact, I haven't partaken in it in several years. I mean, it's just usually a quiet evening with my wife and I, enjoying a meal and watching some football. Not that I don't get along with my family. I just, how those things always turn out. And we live in Chicago, and our closest family is my wife's family, and they're still 4.5 hours away. So, and then my family is a good 8 hours and change one way. So it's just, but anyways, I do really appreciate what it is that they're doing here. I like the offering. I know that I'm in the minority of people who are uncomfortable in situations like that. So, I mean, I love the menu that they put together, and I love that they have multiple options for people. I just, knowing my personality, this terrified me, and so much that it distracted me from actually developing an opinion about the entire festivities.
I don't think you're alone in that. I think it's, I'd say it's probably a pretty even split. Me personally, I enjoy those kind of situations. I like being around a lot of people. I like being around a lot of family, especially. And I love Thanksgiving.
Well, that's because your family fucking rules, Brian. Let's put that caveat on it.
Yeah, they are pretty cool. And I'm so happy that most of them are here.
I know, that's awesome. I can't wait for the next time I get to come to Vegas and we actually hang out with them. That just, I mean, you had me at football beer soccer, Brian.
Fair enough. The next item we wanted to discuss on this week's show is something I was able to confirm yesterday, and that is the Wi-Fi, which is no longer available at Cosmopolitan.
Yeah, this may have single-handedly fucked us from having a really good quality audio show. But
the plan was originally to record from Cosmopolitan. Mark and I had discussed this at length, and we both agreed that it would be pretty fucking awesome if I was able to record from maybe one of the lounge chairs over at the booking stage. within Cosmopolitan. Now, unfortunately, because of the removal of the Wi-Fi, that was no longer possible. However, I will say that I did have an excellent experience at Cosmopolitan yesterday.
As always. Yeah, it's kind of funny because we touched base with them regarding doing this, telling them that we had plans to record while Brian was in Vegas and wanted to hang out in Cosmopolitan, but didn't want them to be, you know, uneasy about him setting up, a pro-quality mic and his laptop so we could, we could record the show. And they were like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a really great idea. Why don't you contact our PR people? So I did, and we never heard back from them. And then when this came out, I was like, oh, well, that makes a lot more sense now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. And, you know, it would have been really nice to have that experience there. But you know, it is what it is, and it doesn't stop us obviously from putting a show out.
So. Right. Yeah, like the rest of the strip, they're now going to be charging $15 or therein for 24 hours of access to the Wi-Fi. When we put in the word to Cosmo to try and get some more information, we just received the standard press list release.
Normal canned responses, sort of thing.
Yeah, so I'm sure it's just a business decision. You know, the Wi-Fi wasn't driving the kind of traffic that benefited the property enough to justify the cost. So, you know, while it's disappointing, we understand it is a business, so.
Yeah, the cost benefit just wasn't there, and we get that. So, and then finally, for our new segment this week, we have a little bit of information on the top guest relationship with Total Rewards.
Yeah, they're ending their relationship with Total Rewards as of November 15th, so you'll no longer be able to get reward credits for sharing your location via social media at a Caesars Entertainment Resort. So that's kind of a bummer, but...
Yep, it is what it is.
Yep.
That's going to do it for our new segment. Let's get into some prop bets. First one for this week is the Hilton filed a trademark to the name LVH Las Vegas Hotel and Casino. They got that from Vegas Chatter.
Yeah, I guess this is because, you know, they already have these initials used around. I mean, perhaps there's some signage that uses these, but to me, it just kind of reeked of lazy.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I was thinking the same thing when I saw this, and I think they, for being around as long as they have and kind of being, for a lot of people, for a lot of old school Vegas travelers, kind of a staple resort, I think they could have put a little bit more effort into it.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't just go back to the international, or I don't know. It's disappointing, but, you know, they're doing what they can. They're already in trouble as far as finances and drawing people to off-strip. So, yeah, what are you going to do? Venetian opened its newly renovated sports book. Have you gone down there yet?
Nope, that's later on today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I don't even know if we could review it because I have no basis of comparison. I don't know what the hell their sports book looks like originally or now.
Well, I can tell you I will be there, and I will take some photos so we can share it with not only you, but with our amazing listeners as well, and we can put those up on the Flickr page.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. Plaza has some new slots, most notably the Joker's Heist, which is basically the standalone version of the Dark Knight slot, which I had an opportunity to check out yesterday, and it is really fucking cool.
Now, did you just watch someone play it, or did you play?
I'm going to be playing it later today. Yesterday was a little bit unusual in terms of what we did and what we were able to do at the time that we had. But I was amazed at how big the screen is on this thing. It's just amazing.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's really cool. I did provide you with a picture. I'm sure you'll be able to post that up on the Twitter page for everyone.
Yeah, it's massive, and it'll also be in the... Enhanced podcast, but I'm sure it's one of those things that when you're there, this size is a lot more easier to kind of grasp.
I tried to get it where somebody was standing next to it so you can kind of get the scale.
Right. No, you did a great job with it.
Thank you. Yep, everything was done through the phone, so.
Yeah, but you got a quality phone, so there's no judging there.
Right.
TI's resort fee is optional to their Players Club members, as well as those who book using their TV ad special offers. Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, resort fees piss me off in general, and the fact that there is a way now to avoid them for TI is especially nice.
Yeah, I think that's the number one complaint of everybody. It'd be different if, you know, you actually used the majority of those things, or if they packaged them in a way so it's like, you know, you get Wi-Fi and a bottle of water, like all the things that you would actually like to use instead of the stupid, like, oh, we're giving you a newspaper and you can go to the gym. It's like, why the fuck would you give me those things? Who cares?
Exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah, I really like that. That was pretty cool.
Yep, absolutely. Jerry Springer starts a run of posting The Price is Right over here at Bally's on November 9th through December 11th, except on Thanksgiving.
And lastly, the Pulse of Vegas had an article taking you behind the scenes to the costuming department at the Bally's Paris. This is really cool. We've got a picture that you can see on the Enhanced Podcast right now, but we're also going to link to that story. And it really reminded me, Brian, being a two-time Disney interner, and I've actually gone on the Behind the Magic tour or whatever, where they show you all this kind of stuff, and it really kind of blew me away that this is the same kind of thing going on at these Vegas properties.
Yeah, it's really cool. And you know what? I would have to say that I think that Vegas is probably the number two vacation destination behind Walt Disney World down in Orlando, Florida. So I think it's appropriate that they kind of do things like this that's a little bit different, a little bit over the top, give people a little bit more of a unique experience to be had here.
Right, absolutely, absolutely.
Yep. So that's going to conclude our news and prop bet segment. Let's move on to Playing Vegas. Playing Vegas, of course, is a segment of our show where we discuss upcoming acts that are going to be occurring within the next week of time. And starting that list off for this week is on Tuesday, November 8th, Led Zeppelin 2, a Led Zeppelin tribute band, will be performing at House of Blues over at Mandalay Bay. That show is going to start at 7:30, and tickets will be $30.
Wednesday through Sunday, Gilbert Gottfried is at the Las Vegas Hilton. The show starts at 10 p.m., and tickets run $44 to $66.
Friday and Saturday, David Spade will be at the Venetian. The show will start at 9 p.m. and tickets will range from $66 to $176. And Kevin James and Ray Romano are over at the Mirage. That show is going to start at 10 p.m. Tickets will be $99 to $137.
Friday through Sunday, Santana is at the Joint at Hard Rock. His show is going to start at 8:30. The tickets run $51 to $191.
And finally, for Playing Vegas, Saturday and Sunday, Tom Rickles is at the Orleans. This show is going to start at 8 p.m. and tickets will be going from $88 $110.
Hey, are you planning on seeing a show while you're in there?
Yeah, no, we're not going to be seeing any shows. We're just going to be gambling and eating.
Outstanding.
And drinking.
Right.
Drinking unreasonable amounts, which actually, for being as early as it is here, I'd say I've already started.
Yes.
That's it for Playing Vegas. Moving on to our slots and jackpot segment. For this week, you've got one of my favorite new slots, and that is the Star Wars droid hunt made at IGT.
Yeah, I knew you'd love this one.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now. You'll be pleased to know that.
Well, that is pretty cool. Wow, we're going to talk about it in its midst.
Yep.
I hope we do it justice.
I hope it doesn't get angry.
I know, right? They're like, that's bullshit. That's total misrepresentation of me, dick.
That's it?
I know, right? I'm way more than that.
Please continue, Chris.
All right. Why don't you give us the rundown, what this game's about.
Okay. The IGT Star Wars Droid Hunt game is a 5-reel, 30-pay line, 300-credit max bet video reel slot with surround sound chairs, and they feature voices and clips from Star Wars movies. At random times in this game, a Star Destroyer and TIE Fighter battle will occur on the screen and blast symbols, turning them into wild. They will blast anywhere from 1 to 10 symbols. It offers 4 interactive bonuses, triggered by the 3 bonus symbols. Those symbols become droids that the player selects from to determine which bonus game they will ultimately play.
In the bonus rounds, we'll start with the droid match bonus round. The game starts with you choosing a Jawa to deal with, and it'll determine your credit multiplier at the end of the round. Next, you're given a display of droids, to the right of which are corresponding credit values for the individual droid. You select from various doors to reveal droids. Now, once you open a door, it stays open, so it removes any kind of skill from remembering where you saw it before in the game. The first match that you find is the credit value that you win, and it ends the bonus round.
Yeah, and the next one is the Astromech Free Spins bonus. Basically, what you do is you select from a collection of different droids to determine what your bonus round symbol will be. Certain characters are going to be more valuable than others. It's kind of a standard functionality in these games.
Right.
Each time you get that symbol, it stays in the pay line. And at the end of the round, you win credits based on the number of matching symbols you found and have displaying on the screen.
And then the last two are very similar to each other. It's the Tusken Raider and the Ion Blast bonus. The Tuscan Raider bonus, you can win up to 1,000 credits times the per bet line, depending on how long the Raider freaks out on the screen when you trigger that. And then the Ion Blaster bonus, you can win up to 5,000 credits times your, you know, per bet line, or your bet per line, depending on which of R2's compartments stays open after he gets blasted.
Yeah, this game is really a lot of fun. I did play this just hours ago. I enjoy the bonus games very much. Unfortunately, and I think my experiences are going to be unique compared to everyone else's, but the few times that I've played this game, they've been pretty tight. I've seen a couple of the bonus, well, I've seen all the bonus games, but only a couple of times each. And I've ended up always walking away having lost the money that I put in, but it still was an enjoyable time. I just wish it kept me around a little bit longer.
Yeah, which is really the trick. I mean, we understand that the odds are against us. We just want to be entertained while we're dumping money to you.
Yeah, I don't mind walking away knowing that I've lost a little bit, but I don't want to walk away like 5 to 10 minutes after.
I know, right?
I think that's really the bottom line for me. If it just keep me around long enough, I'm fine with you taking my money.
Right.
Just let me feel like I've paid for some entertainment.
Exactly. Have you ever had the opportunity to enjoy the TIE Fighter Star Destroyer battle?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. I love
yeah,
the
it
way
is really cool.
I love the way that they're doing that now. It literally flies like right through your screen. It's like this whole thing's going on in the background, and they come from the background to the foreground as they pass by you, and then the surround sound chair gets involved. I love the shit that they're doing nowadays with these things. It's really kind of, it's kind of giving you more of the interactivity that we're used to as, you know, being a generation of gamers. And it's kind of funny, as I research these things, I constantly find myself having to really remind myself that this isn't a game, that skill is taken out of it as much as, you know, completely. So a lot of times,
right,
I'll look at these things and I'm trying to go, okay, so how many hits do you need to make on this? And they're like, there are no hits. What are you talking about? It's just random whether you actually destroy this ship or something. And you're like, oh, that's right. That's right. So it's been a bit of a learning curve, but nonetheless, this game sounds awesome. Glad you've had the opportunity to enjoy it. And I'll tell you what, now that we've started doing these, I think I am going to, you know, start playing slots a little bit more. I've always been, like you said, you know, you get a tight machine and you're on a low budget, you can get cleaned out pretty quick. So I've managed to stay away from them in our last couple Vegas trips and just hang out playing craps or video poker. So
it's kind of the inevitable nature of playing slots is that, you know, you really just have zero control. You know, unless it comes to a bonus game where you have an opportunity to choose an icon or a symbol or something like that, but otherwise, you're really at the free will of the randomness of the game.
Right. I also wanted to give special thanks to @JCster. He helped us gather some details on this game that we were having some trouble getting answers from IGT, and he actually answered them faster than they did. So you can also check out the slot page on our blog for details on this game, as well as a video of the game in action.
And then as part of our kind of a supplement to our slots portion here, we've got one item on a slots tournament coming up. That is the 25K Patriot slot tournament over at the Trop, which is going to be going on between November 17th through the 20th.
To get into this tournament, non-players club members, it's a $200 buy-in with a room. It's a whole package thing. If you just want entry, it's $99. Players Club members, depending on the level of player that you are, will determine whether you can play in the tournament for free or how much you need to pay to actually enter this. It is a one-day tournament. It's on Saturday, November 19th. It is 2 10-minute sessions, and the player who wins the most points combined is the winner. It's not a button-mashing tournament. This actually plays into the luck of it. You know, if you're hitting pay lines left and right, you know, it's the combined score that you won from those two sessions that determines whether you're the winner or not. The winner will be announced on Saturday around 4:30 to 5, and registration for the tournament is November 18th from 4 to 6 p.m.
That's going to do it for the slot segment. Now, getting into jackpots, starting off for Monday, October the 31st, Opinions reported a $2,107.50 jackpot on a Rainbow Riches slot, as well as a $2,456.44 jackpot on a Red Hot Fusion Progressive slot, as well as a $2,000 jackpot on a 25-cent casino game.
Circus reported a $20,000 jackpot on a... Don't get excited. I don't have anything.
The name of that game was fun for the first few episodes that we had to do it, but I think at this point you're just kind of, you know, I'm pretty much
smashed
on this.
Yeah, I'm sure at some point I'll be inspired to come up with a bunch of inappropriately named and themed slots, but I didn't get around to it this week, so.
Yeah, but you know what? You've been investing your time and energies into a lot of other more interesting and more worthwhile things for the show. So you get a pass.
All right. Sounds good.
Stratosphere reported a $50,000 jackpot on a $1 Texas fee slot.
And Palms reported a $10,000 jackpot on a Deuces Wild poker machine and an $11,000 jackpot on a double-double bonus poker machine.
Well, yeah, on a Tuesday, November 1st, Palms reported a $10,000 jackpot on a Deuces Wild game.
And Monte Carlo reported a $12,500 jackpot on a 5x10x machine.
Moving on to Wednesday, November the 2nd, CI reported two jackpots, $12,000 and $10,000 jackpots, both on multi-hand poker games.
And then on Friday, November 4th, Golden Nugget reported a $100,000 jackpot, also on a multi-poker machine, multi-hand poker machine.
That takes us to the leaderboard and kind of wrapping up the month of October. For October, in first place, we have Palms with 18 Twitter reported jackpots. Totaling $446,000 in payouts.
Binion's reported 17 jackpots for $63,998.32 to put them in the second position.
And finally, Stratosphere with 6 Twitter reported jackpots totaling $58,563.92 in payouts. So kind of a weak month, really, considering other months.
Yeah, it's all data collection at this point. I mean, we've said it before. This is really to help build a database so we have an idea as to when months are luckier, you know, what weeks are luckier, what games are luckier, properties, whatnot. So we're just collecting some data, and apparently the data on this one says that the beginning of November sucks ass.
Yeah, the accuracy of this information is kind of is certainly debatable, and we understand that. But we've been pretty clear about the fact that this all comes from Twitter. So
right, yeah.
Think of that what you will.
Yeah, so ultimately a property can't really complain because they're the ones that decide how many jackpots that we track.
Right. That's going to do it for the jackpots. Let's move on to Vegas deals. The Las Vegas Hilton is going to be honoring vets on 11-11-11 with the free buffet. All you need to do is show your military or veteran's ID, and we will redeem a free buffet.
Nice. And then Palms has an It's Always Happy Hour deal. The rooms, they're going to start at $99 a night. You get a 1.375-milliliter bottle of alcohol. That can be Kettle One, Jose Cuervo, Triad Silver, Tanqueray, Captain Morgan, or Jack Daniels. You get one sugar-free Red Bull and one regular Red Bull, two breakfast buffet passes, and you need to book a minimum two-night stay. Also, the bottles, they have to be picked up at the Palms gift shop. And that's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent deal. Anytime you get stuff for free, I like that.
And
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I love when they roll in quality room deals with alcohol. I mean, you can't go wrong.
right. Next item up is Name That Tune over at Imperial Palace has reduced their ticket prices to the show. It's just $29.95. So if you're interested in seeing Name That Tune and were unhappy about the previous price, you can now purchase tickets for $29.95.
Right. I don't know if that's a sign of things going wrong.
Desperation.
Right. Or if they just needed to find the proper price point for the market. Lastly, right. Our Las Vegas deal. Locals receive 25% off of Carlos Santana tickets at the Joint at Hard Rock from November 11th through the 13th. Just use the code LVSANT to redeem that offer.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you're like, yeah, just tell Mark and Brian saying it.
One day I hope that will be the case.
Yeah. That'd be funny, actually. And you know what I think it would be hilarious is if part of one of the stipulations to that is that if in order to redeem this deal at all, they legitimately have to say that at the box office.
Right, yeah. Just saying, yeah.
We've discussed before how incredibly awkward it is. You have to redeem a deal of some kind by using a code word or saying it in front of other people or in front of strangers. You're like, you know, may have it to say whatever the keyword is. You're like, I feel really odd saying this.
Right. Nice.
So that's going to do it for Vegas deals this week. Let's move on to coming attractions. Upcoming attractions is the portion of our show where we discuss upcoming performances and acts that are going to be occurring a little bit further down the line. And
that screwdriver kicking in there?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's actually, Well, let's see. It's 8:06. It's 8:06 a.m. at time of recording this show, and I've already had 4 vodka and orange juices.
Outstanding.
So we're starting off the day strong
here. Oh, I cannot wait for the tales of the remainder of this day.
Yeah.
Let's get through coming attractions first so you can get on with that.
Right. So, first item up on our coming attractions list for this week is Lisa Lampanelli, who will be performing at the Pearl of Palms on January the 14th. That show is going to start at 8 p.m. and tickets will range from $50 to $72.
Tesla is at the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay Thursday, November 17th. Their show is going to start at 8:30. Those tickets run $40.
Trace Adkins is coming over to the Riviera Royal Pavilion December 9th. That show is going to start at 10 p.m. and tickets will range from $60 to $93.
George Strait and Martina McBride are coming to the MGM Grand Arena Saturday, February 4th. Show is going to start at 8 p.m. and those tickets run $73 to $129.
Paula Poundstone is at the Orleans Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th. That show is going to start at 8 p.m. and tickets will start at $20.
Stephen Wright is at the Orleans Friday and Saturday, January 20th through the 21st. His show is going to start at 8 p.m. Those tickets run $35.
The Harlem Globetrotters are going to be at the Orleans Wednesday, February the 15th. That game is going to start at 7 p.m. and tickets will range from $22 to $144.
And finally, we spoke about this last week, but now we've got a link so you can get some tickets to it. Stevie Wonder is at the Chelsea at Cosmopolitan for New Year's Eve. His show is going to start at 9:30, and those tickets run $2.93 a pop. Jesus Christ.
Oh, it is New Year's Eve in Vegas.
Yeah, why not?
And it is Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, he's a legend. It's undeniable.
Yeah, right. Those of you who are identity members over at Cosmopolitan will have likely gotten the email, kind of giving you some additional details on this show. However, if you have not received that email or you are not an identity member, we will provide a link, as well as links to every other performance discussed on the show.
Yep.
That's going to do it for this week, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, this was pretty exciting. I constantly envisioned exactly where you're sitting in the casino and hated you the entire time.
I am in Dallas right now because that is where I'm staying tonight. I will be relocating, but I am here now and I'm looking over the casino floor as I kind of wrap up the show with you here, and it's really good to be here. And it's kind of I regret that I was unable to kind of record with the normal equipment that I have to make it a better quality recording. I hope this was suitable, and it was a really cool experience to be able to record while I was here.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of fun.
Yep. So, as always, if you would like to review any of the links to any of the items we discussed on this week's show, you can view all of those over at our blog. That's 360VegasPodcast.com. If you would like to send us an email, you can do that at 360VegasPodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter at twitter.com/360Vegas and on Facebook. That is facebook.com/360Vegas. I've got nothing else for you, sir, except for another drink, which is waiting for me, as well as some games. So I will bid you adieu.
Outstanding. Go make some poor choices.
Absolutely. See you guys next week.